Good afternoon, everyone. Last August, I pledged that I would crack down on false, misleading, and deceptive pricing at Walgreens stores in Missouri until the day I leave office. Today, I'm announcing that third-party independent auditors will soon be put in place to monitor Walgreens pricing practices for the next 3 years. You will recall that last June and July, investigators from my office found that more than 20% of the merchandise that they purchased at Walgreens stores rang up at the register at higher prices than the prices that were displayed on the shelf. And we documented more than 100 expired sales tags that were still on display. Today, I am filing a legal agreement in Jackson County Circuit Court designed to fix these problems. Under this agreement, Walgreens must pay for an independent monitor to audit their 208 Missouri stores over the next 3 years. While Walgreens will pay for the outside auditor, my office must approve the selection of the independent monitoring firm. This independent auditor will visit 25% of the Missouri Walgreens stores every quarter to verify that prices advertised on the shelves match the prices that consumers are charged at checkout. Specifically, the auditors will randomly visit 52 of Walgreens' 208 Missouri stores every 3 months. The auditor will check at least 100 items in each and every store that it visits. Each item will be checked for pricing accuracy, meaning the item's scanned price must match the advertised tag. Each store must demonstrate 98% or better in pricing accuracy. In other words, if 3 items out of 100 are mismarked, that store will fail the audit. If a store fails inspection, the independent auditor will go back the next month and audit the store again. If it fails a second audit, the auditor will go back every month until the store achieves 98% pricing accuracy for 3 months in a row. And there are penalties for failing. Walgreens will pay the state an escalating series of penalties each time a store fails inspection, and my Attorney General's office intends to loudly, clearly, and publicly let Missourians know each time a Walgreens store fails to meet the expectations of this agreement. Regarding the financial penalties, Walgreens must pay $1,500 to the state for each store that does not pass its first inspection. For each store that fails a second inspection, Walgreens must pay the state $3,000. And for each store that fails a third or subsequent inspection, Walgreens will pay the state $5,000. My hope is that the combination of audits, financial penalties, and public shaming will give Walgreens executives a strong incentive to clean up their act. And Walgreens customers themselves can help make this happen. This agreement creates a consumer award for customers who are overcharged. If a consumer finds that the price of any item is higher than the price they saw on the shelves, they should bring that fact to the clerk's attention. If the price of that item was $5 or less, Walgreens will give the item to the consumer for free. If the cost of the item is more than $5, Walgreens must give the consumer a gift card worth $10 plus a refund of the overcharge. This Consumer Vigilance Award program will begin soon. We will announce when it starts and post the information on our website. If you shop at Walgreens and you are overcharged on an item, demand your award. If any Walgreens store does not honor this commitment to you, call my office at 800-392-8222, and we will work with Walgreens to make the situation right. If you have the opportunity, take a picture of the tag and be sure to keep your receipt. I was angered at the mess that our investigators found at Walgreens stores last year. We filed a lawsuit, and I vowed to fix the problem. Today's agreement puts Walgreens on a path to eliminating the routine overcharging of Missouri consumers. That is the statement.
But is anybody in trouble? Is anybody going to go to jail or lose their job over who concocted this scheme?
You know, you are asking about issues that relate, I think, to criminal intent, and it's very hard to read into the Walgreens as a corporation, what their intent was. But what I do believe is that this practice represented a negligence at the corporate level about the diligence to which tags were being taken off of the shelves and prices were being kept correct, and that that negligence became itself profitable to the company. And so our goal was to make the situation right by putting in a system of auditing that will occur over the next 3 years. There will be something like 625 separate audits that take place in Missouri Walgreens stores over the next 3 years. That this is basically an unprecedented degree of babysitting that is going to occur over this corporation until they get this situation solved.
But last question, was there any evidence that this was a systematic fraud, not just an oopsie?
There is, I believe that there is evidence that there was systematic negligence that was occurring corporation-wise and nationwide. They were taken to task in the state of Wisconsin for this practice. They were taken to task in the state of California. I know that other states are interested. After we did, Kevin, the investigation last June and July, news media outlets, CBS particularly, as I recall, in Boston, Chicago, Philadelphia, Minneapolis, replicated this all over the country and found that the facts that we developed were happening all over the nation.
Mr. Attorney General, do you know how long this overpricing had been occurring? Does your investigation reveal any timeline as to how long it may have been occurring at Walgreens?
No, we didn't go back and try to investigate that. It would be very, very difficult to investigate what was happening week by week in the past tense. Our goal was to fix the problem, and we took a different path than other states took. My belief is that Walgreens would have loved to have taken out a checkbook and written a check to clear themselves of this problem. That is what they did in Wisconsin. That's what they did in California. We never asked them or demanded a financial penalty. What we wanted was an auditor put in place that would babysit this corporation until they got their act cleaned up.
What does it tell you about a nationwide company like Walgreens that its own internal audits or external audits didn't catch any of these mistakes?
I think my concern here, and as a consumer advocate, it is my professional opinion, that negligence became profitable at Walgreens stores, that they were not keeping track of the clerks that were going up and down those aisles and looking at the hundreds of sale tags that appear on both sides of you as you walk up and down a Walgreens aisle. And by not pulling those tags, they found that they were actually making money that they never should have been making at the register. Our job is to fix that problem.
What would you say to people who see this agreement, they don't see a cash settlement, and maybe they're disappointed by that and think that the company should have paid some sort of restitution?
The company would have loved to have paid restitution, but that wouldn't have fixed the problem, and I don't believe that paying restitution in Wisconsin or California fix the problem in Missouri or in Massachusetts or anywhere else in the country. What I think is going to fix the problem is having auditors pay random visits to these stores, searching through 100 products at a time and submitting reports back to the state so that we can monitor this all over Missouri.
So in other words, your settlement then does not address any remedy for Walgreens customers who may have been overcharged.
We're not going back in time. It would be almost impossible.
So they're just out the money.
It would be almost a lot of the customers who were out the money were out 20 cents, 50 cents, 75 cents, or a dollar a piece. It would have been impossible to go back and figure up those losses and to know who was wrong. So many of these transactions are in cash. But our goal is to make sure that it never happens again in the state. But when you have 208 stores in the state of Missouri, and you're taking advantage of customers 75 cents at a time, but dozens and dozens of times per day in 208 stores, the amount of money is phenomenal. We needed to stop this practice from occurring into the future and do it as quickly as possible. That was the goal.